Greetings to everybody out there in Radioland. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Muzak for The Observant. Nick here again. Thank you for joining me on this actually very beautiful Thursday. I hope you had a good week. We are going to get to some... Before we get to the bountiful, excellent package of new music that we've received in the station as of late, we're going to play one of my old favorite songs. It's by a band called Happy Mondays, and I play it because Thursdays are essentially my Mondays. That's when I start to get into the week of trudging through hours of work that I don't want to do. But it is a happy Monday, or it's a happy Thursday, which is my Monday, because I'm here, and I'm playing this excellent song. It's called Wrote for Luck, and it's off Happy Monday's classic album, Bummed. So give it a listen, and we'll catch you later on CITR 101.9 FM.
The Vancouver Queer Film Festival presents multidisciplinary performance collective Space Melt. Influenced by some of art's queerest iconoclasts, Space Melt will bring you a one-time only, magical, musical, dance, and visual art experience against the backdrop of the setting sun. This Wednesday, August 17th at Telus Gardens. Doors at 9:15, show at 9:40. $12 for general admission, $8 for students, seniors, and underemployed patrons.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
Thank you.
That was The Chills with a track called Pink Frost. And they are a very influential band from New Zealand coming out of the Flying Nun scene in the 80s. And they were, I guess they had achieved the most popularity outside of their home country. Not that that was a lot of popularity that they gained, but out of all the bands from there, they probably had the most recognition. They're not actually my favorite of those 80s bands. My favorite are the Verlaines and the Bats. If you know anything about that label, you'll know that they put out a lot of records as well. But the Chills have a couple songs that are really excellent. That one, kind of unique to, from what I've heard from their catalog, but it's really excellent. One of my favorite tracks, definitely. It's a very weird song. It's got an intro that kind of abruptly, that starts abruptly and ends abruptly, and then the rest of the song is this very gothy kind of plodding track, but with like a distinct melody over it. So definitely one of my favorite songs, actually. It's definitely in the top, well, I don't know about top 20, maybe top 30. I'll have to make that list sometime. Before that, we heard, I think it's a solo project. I think she goes under the moniker Aquarius. Well, I know she goes under that moniker. And from her new album, Chalice, it was a track called Lexicon of Desire. And I don't know how I felt about the whole album, but that song and a couple others I've really, really liked. Very have gothy new wave, but also the sounds from the album sound a lot like Slow Dive. Got this ethereal shoegaze thing going on mixed with a very grim tone. I like it a lot. And before that, a group called Chyna. Not Chyna, like as in the punk rocker. Chyna, like if a cheetah was a punk rocker, they'd be called Chyna. That's so stupid. And the song is called Car, and it's from their debut LP called Stay the Night with Chyna. Those folks are from Brooklyn, and I don't know if it's a coincidence that they kind of sounded like the New York Dolls, being from New York. They kind of have that rock and roll attitude kind of thing, and what really makes it sound like New York Dolls is the slide guitar that kind of makes this sort of like heavy rock song sound a lot more drunken and belligerent, I would say. Anywho, we're going to move on. We're going to listen to a punk rock band from Ottawa, and they made a new album. It's called Hate to Read. I don't know if Hate to Read means like they're these upstart teenage kind of rascals who don't want to go to bed on time and don't want to eat their veggies and hate reading. Like, I don't know if it's kind of like anti-intellectual punk, or if it's they're anti censorship and anti corporate control over media and stuff like that. I'm not sure which one it is, but maybe I should listen to the lyrics, and you can too. The band is called Neck, and the song is called Undercovered Crocodile. So enjoy here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. Labor Day weekend, September 2nd to the 4th. It's the Bumbershoot Festival 2016 in Seattle, Washington. The festival's got a little something for everyone with music, comedy, arts, culture, and food. Featuring Chastity Belt, So Pitted, Dude York, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Death Cab for Cutie, and more. Passes are on sale now, so head on over to Bumbershoot.com.
Most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is godless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
That was a really excellent song by a group called Dark for Dark. The song is called Blue Morning, and it's off their new album, All Dressed. I don't know why they called it All Dressed. To me, I just associate that with the chip flavor. They're from Halifax, and I know all... I think All Dressed is a... I think it's a Canadian chip, but I don't know if they have it on the East Coast. I assume they do. I'm sure it has... I don't know. That... The song seems so emotional and sort of dark and sad. It seems odd that they would name their album after a chip. I'm sure there's more to it. I don't listen to lyrics too often, so maybe someone could tell me a more detailed answer of the themes of this album if they ever hear it. But I really like that song. It's kind of, when it starts, it has a feel of... sort of by the books country folk album, but the chord progressions and harmonies in this album, especially this song, are really nice. So I'll definitely have to check out the whole album because I only heard a few tracks from it. But that was Dark for Dark, and before that we listened to a track by a group called Better Half. It's a duo. It's a bass and drum duo. And they're from Lethbridge. And that song is called Gaslighter from their Cute Doom EP. And I like that track a lot. It's kind of definitely has a bit of a Breeders kind of vibe, kind of the sparse bass with just the singing and then sort of a big fuzzy chorus. And it kind of has, the singer kind of has that Kim Deal kind of vibe going on, because the melody is very nice and sweet, but the music underneath is really It's a bit dissonant, a bit weird, but they go together well. And before that, we had a double dose of two bands playing a show together tonight at the Red Gate. First up was Crumb. They're a hardcore band from Vancouver, and the song is called Slow Death. And they're kind of like a hardcore band, but they have kind of interesting parts and kind of weird guitar playing. Kind of almost like a psychedelic kind of thing going on within hardcore songs. So it's kind of the best of both worlds, I guess. And then after that was Lee A with a song called Truth or Consequences from, I guess, their soon-to-be-released LP called Truth or Consequences. And so if you're into that noisy rock and roll, definitely check that out. It'll be out in the 10th. The 10th was yesterday. The 12th. So I suppose the show is something of an album release show. So it should be a lot of fun. Anyway, we're going to make way for Marco coming. Or, no. He told me. God darn it. I can't remember. I don't know if he's coming up next, but Marco may not be coming up with Astro Talk, as he usually does. But anyway, we'll all be surprised. So I'm going to sign off here, and we're going to finish off with one of my favorite songs of all time. We talked about The Chills and where that ranks in my, whether it's my top 30 songs or top 50 or something like that, but this song, I would put it, it used to be my favorite song of all time, actually. I'd put it top 10 now. Grown a bit older, but it's by Husker Du. It's called Celebrated Summer, and it's really an important song to me. I learned it kind of, I listened to a lot during a very lonely time in my life. I didn't have any friends, and not didn't have any friends, but I just felt kind of isolated, and so I listened to the song a lot. It meant a lot to me, and still kind of carries a lot of weight. So I'm not going to talk any more about it, but check it out. It's called Celebrated Summer here on CITR 101.9 FM, and I will see you next week. So look forward to that. Bye now.
Sun disintegrates between a wall of clouds. I summer where I winter at. No one is allowed there.
got your sour grapes on.